This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A cold, gray Tuesday morning. It'll be a cold, gray day going up to only 58 today for December 2nd, which is pretty good, I guess. Glenn Gobo joins us now, editor of Tiger Rag. Talk about Lane Kiffin, the new LSU coach. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me your thoughts after watching Lane Kiffin's press conference yesterday.
Well, I thought he was very entertaining, funny, informative, very excited. You know, he explained some of the reasons why he's taking the job, mainly centers around the stadium and the facilities and the potential. But, you know, I think it's a great day for LSU. I mean, as far as a coach on the day of the hiring, he's the most accomplished head coach they've ever hired in football.
Who better than him, right?
Right, because you know, when Nick Saban was hired, he became the greatest coach they ever had. But at the time, he had just had a couple of 9-2 seasons, one at Toledo, one at Michigan State. And he was in his third head coaching job. Lane's in his sixth head coaching job. Not all the experience has been good, but he's more experienced than, and I mean, to have four double-digit winning seasons at Ole Miss in 5 years and make them a contender, you know, for the first time in 60 years, really, other than a year or two here. You know, they only had two 10-win seasons since the early 70s. So, and, you know, he did well at other positions. You know, he won national championships as an assistant. So he really and he was the most sought-after coach in the country. This is the, you know, available coach in the country. Mm-hmm. This is the first time LSU hired a head coach that other schools were trying to hire at the same time. You know, Florida, Ole Miss was trying to keep him. Michigan State wasn't even really trying to keep Nick Saban when mm-hmm. he came to LSU. And then Penn State was also after Lane Kiffin. We found that out yesterday. That was kind of kept hush-hush.
So he's talked about with Monty Kiffin, his dad, and Pete Carroll and Nick Saban, great defensive minds, seeing the problems that they faced. That kind of helped him become the offensive guy that he is?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, the main mentors in his career were all defensive oriented. You know, Pete Carroll was a defensive assistant, but Pete really embraced offense when he got to USC. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban was always a defensive assistant, and he really didn't become, you know, embracing of great offense until he hired Lane Kiffin, and he turned that around. And of course, Lane's dad, Monty, who passed away in 2024, you know, he's known as the greatest NFL assistant coach there is with the Tampa 2 cover 2 defense. So, seeing what works against other people, he kind of flipped that and became a great offensive coach.
You know, I don't want to ask, and you might call me dumb for asking this, but it's a, when it comes to money, it can be a small world, right? And maybe you don't really have any enemies when you talk about agents or I don't know who represents whom. But do you think at all Lane Kiffin talked to Brian Kelly?
Oh, no. No, not if he's talking to those two guys I just talked to you about,
okay.
Pete Carroll and Nick Saban. He's probably not. Now, you know, he could have talked to Brian Kelly about LSU, but I doubt
that's
it.
What I'm talking about.
You don't hear of that much.
That's what I would
mean.
You don't hear
that much.
About what am I getting into here or what those kind of things, you know?
Yeah, that would probably not be a bad idea. But, you know, Virge Ausberry, the LSU AD, he's really the one to talk to there. I mean, he's seen it all at LSU. He was in on the hirings of coaches going back to when Nick Saban was hired. And he knows what works, and you know he used to play, and he's been in the athletic department forever. So, I think he can really rely on Verge, and Verge really calmed down any feelings Lane might have had toward the crazy politics that go on at LSU, which got a lot of national attention. Which I think it was kind of exaggerated because really all the governors have a little hand in football. But as Verge told Lane, he said, you know, that only happens if you start losing.
Yeah.
You know? So there was a key comment yesterday too, that Lane said that Verge told him, I'm going to leave you alone and let you coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to coaches. And, you know, Scott Woodward was, you know, pushed Bo Pelini on Ed Orgeron. He tried to push assistants on Brian Kelly and tell him who to hire and fire. And as you know, people don't like Brian Kelly, but he knows more football than Scott Woodward for sure. And I think that's a key component that Verge knows to leave coaches alone. That's how Saban was, you know, leave me alone. I'll do my job. You know, all these other people don't know what they're doing. So that's kind of what you got again.
Look, I'm all for that. If you want to give you complete authority and you got complete responsibility, because otherwise nobody's responsible for anything. Do we know what coaches and staff members Lane might be bringing with him from Ole Miss?
Yeah, he's bringing a handful of the offensive coaches from Ole Miss and some of the lower staff. But the main guy he's bringing is Charlie Weiss Jr., his offensive coordinator, who really calls most of the plays, but Lane really kind of directs him. And he's probably going to keep Frank Wilson, obviously, the interim coach, who's going to coach LSU in the bowl. And he's going to keep Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator from LSU. And he's probably going to keep Corey Raymond, too, who's a great recruiter and secondary coach. So his staff is almost finalized.
Is he involved with this team at all, Glenn, or is he now looking forward to, and we'll talk about this when we come back, I just noticed the time, with transfer portal and recruiting, and is the current LSU team in a bowl game, that's all up to Frank Wilson and the rest of it. Lane Kiffin's like, I can't be involved with that right now. I know that sounds terrible to say that, but I'm looking forward to next year. We'll pick it up when we come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. So I got some circles drawn on a piece of paper and like Venn diagrams when it comes to math. I got Lane Kiffin, I got the current team, I got Frank Wilson. And then I'll draw a fourth circle there with transfer portal and recruits and so forth. What intersects with what, Glenn, where? And how involved is Lane Kiffin going to be with the current team? Or when he goes to work today, is he more involved with transfer portal, recruiting, et cetera?
Yeah, the first priority now for most new hires is not the current team, because the current team's changed so much. And if you're not in the playoffs, the bowls are so insignificant. Mm-hmm. So the first thing on his docket was definitely recruiting, because you got the beginning of the early signing period is tomorrow.
Right.
You know? So in fact, before Lane announced he was coming to LSU and was leaning to LSU, he was doing intel and reconnaissance work. You know, he sent his family to look for a house, and he also had been talking with Frank Wilson for a while about recruiting. So that's what he's diving into now for that early signing day. And Frank Wilson did a good job of keeping the class, so he's going to be doing that and then pointing toward the second signing day in February. And then you know, he's going to start figuring out the portal, which begins January 2nd. That window does. So he's got to keep players from leaving and more importantly, find players, particularly a quarterback. And also after recruiting is, you know, hiring his staff and everything. So he'll probably meet the team at some point today or this week. But as far as you know, being involved in coaching an insignificant bowl, he's not going to be there. Frank Wilson's going to be handling that.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking when a new, you know, I don't know if you've been through it, Glenn, or not, but when companies come in, sometimes they send in the new GM, and sometimes the new GM is concerned with meeting people. Sometimes they're not, because they know the people aren't going to be there anyway. So it's just a perfunctory, yeah, how you doing? Hi, nice to see you. Okay, good. I'm going to keep moving here. Tell me about Lane Kiffin and the transfer portal. Did he call himself the king of the portal?
Well, he didn't call himself that, but other people have, because he's had either the number one portal class or close to it quite a few times. And really, Ole Miss, much better than LSU and Florida and some of those programs who used to lean on their stadium and their tradition for recruiting. Ole Miss really embraced the portal right off back in 2021. LSU really didn't get into the portal until last year. And they're just now finally getting into it, and they've promised $20 to $25 million a year to Kiffin for getting players from the portal. So, but Lane was one of the first to really be good at it, but he doesn't need to do that as much anymore because of LSU's high school recruiting base is one of the best there is.
How quickly can he turn this around, you think, Glenn?
I think he might be in the national championship. Are in the playoff picture in 27 and becoming a contender in 28. I think they'll probably be better next year, but I don't think they'll be a playoff team this coming season. It's going to take them a while. LSU's roster is not that good. I mean, most of their good players are leaving after this year.
Need an offensive line, too. Thank you, sir. Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. We'll talk to Tiger Bridges about what's going on with the legislature and the Louisiana House Republican Caucus chair. Some inside baseball, but we'll talk about it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:37 now, chilly outside. Saints fans, we only have two more home games. Next one against Carolina on December 14th, and you can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Panthers. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. And winning's pretty easy. Just go to WWL.com/contest, enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints-Panthers tickets from Saints Radio, WWL. We'll talk about what's going on in Baton Rouge when we come back with the legislature and Governor Landry here on WWL. 743, 17 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. How you doing, Tyler?
Good morning, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me what's going on with the governor and the Louisiana House Republican Caucus, the chairman of the Louisiana House Republican Caucus.
Right. So, Tommy, you and your listeners know that there's a lot of elections in Louisiana, right?
Yep.
But there's an election that's happening that very few people know about, but it really, really matters to Governor Jeff Landry. It's an election by the 73 members of the House Republican Caucus. Who is going to be their caucus chair? It's normally an election that only the political insiders care about. But the governor doesn't like Representative John Ilg of Metairie because Ilg did not vote with the governor on the governor's most important bill during the 2025 legislative session. So as a result, Governor Landry wants the 73 House Republicans to vote for a representative from Monroe to be the next caucus chair for the House Republicans.
So tell me about this caucus chair. What kind of power does he or she have?
It's really not been a position of much power. The caucus chair organizes the strategy meetings that Republicans hold throughout the legislative session. The Democrats have a chair, too, but never before has a governor tried to make sure that his or her candidate became the caucus chair. But this is an example of something we've seen with this governor as he tries to control as much as possible. He actually chose the Speaker of the House. So that's been done before. He played a significant role in who was selected as the new LSU president. Of course, you remember that he played a key role in the ousting of LSU's athletic director, Scott Woodard. So this governor has taken the already considerable powers of the governor's office and gained even more. And now he wants to elect again the chair of the House Republican Caucus.
So is the ballot secret or not? And will the governor, is this a litmus test? Will the governor be able to tell who backs him and who doesn't?
It is a secret ballot, and the balloting has just begun. It will be decided on December 11th. Again, it's a vote just of the 73 House Republicans, and they hold a two-thirds majority in the state house. But again, this is another example where the governor is seeking, some people would call it retribution against people who crossed him, and Representative Ilg was refused to go along with the governor on his biggest issue, which was an insurance bill. It was called the anti-Tim Temple bill. It's a bill that would allow the governor to blame Tim Temple if insurance rates continued to increase. And Representative Ilg would not go along with the governor on that. In fact, he made the motion to object to it when the bill was first heard in committee. And the governor, as I've reported previously, Tommy, of the 17 line item vetoes of spending projects for legislators after the session, 16 of them were sponsored by Republicans. Then that's the governor's party. 16 of them were sponsored by Republicans who had voted against the governor on this same measure.
So this indicates pretty much that the governor has taken names, and if you get on the wrong side of him, look out.
Yes, this is something that's very well known in Baton Rouge. You know, I talked to a number of House Republicans, but I did it anonymously. So the governor wouldn't know that they were talking with me because there is fear that the governor will seek retribution against them.
So who counts the votes?
The ballots are mailed in. They're put in an unmarked envelope, they will. All the Republicans will count them together.
So it is truly anonymous.
Yes,
okay.
I believe so.
All right. Have we seen other governors do things like this or not?
Well, any governor tries to have as much as control as possible. You know, as I mentioned a minute ago, the line item veto is that's the budget bill or budget bills, and after they're passed, the governor can knock out individual items to punish legislators who voted the wrong way. Jeff Landry is certainly not the first to do this. What stood out about what Governor Landry did this year, as I reported in my story for the Times-Picayune, was that he targeted Republicans. Again, that's his political party. and 16 of the 17 had voted against him on House Bill 148, which is, again, the bill that the insurance industry didn't want, that Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple did not want, but the governor very much wanted. And again, the reason people kept telling me was because he would then be able to blame Commissioner Temple if insurance rates continue to rise with the passage of that bill.
Yeah, you wrote on that about that, but for those of us that don't understand, take me through that HB 148 again.
Yeah, it's a bill that would allow it's law that allows the insurance commissioner to reject quote unquote excessive rate increases. The governor argued that this would then bring down rates because the insurance commissioner would have this authority. The commissioner, Temple, argued, no, this is a dangerous piece of legislation because I can just reject rate increases without providing an actual justification, a legal justification of it. And as a result, insurance companies will be reluctant to write policies in Louisiana or do various things in Louisiana. But the governor pushed hard for this legislation, and it indeed passed. Again, it's House Bill 148.
How much power has the governor managed to accumulate in the time that he's been in office compared to other Louisiana governors?
Yes. Yeah, so Louisiana governor, as you know, Tommy, is one of the most powerful in the country. Traditionally, the governor will choose who is the Speaker of the House and maybe the Senate president as well. And in fact, Governor Landry chose Philip DeVilliers to be the Speaker. That certainly doesn't happen traditionally in Washington, that the members themselves elect who is going to be their Speaker. But the governor also got the legislature to allow him to name chairs of all the various commissions in the state. So traditionally, when a new governor takes office, the members of the LSU Board of Supervisors would be stacked by people from the previous governor. Mm-hmm. The argument for that is to allow continuity in policy. But Governor Landry got the legislature to allow him to pick a new chair of the board, Scott Ballard, who is one of the owners of PJ's Coffee. And then Scott Ballard played an important role in making sure that the governor's pick to be the president of LSU was Wade Roos, who was just took over. Also, for example, there's the Ethics Commission, which looks at accusations of wrongdoing by public officials. The governor was able to put his people in charge of that, and that, you know, that's prompted some concern about whether the commission will now look at accusations of public officials who are close to the governor.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back talking to Tyler Bridges, staff writer at the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com, 751, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:58, 2 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and author of several books. You can find him at tylerbridges.com. So beyond all of this, what impact could it have on the next session? Tyler, the governor and his consolidation of power or wielding power behind the scenes, et cetera?
Well, we've seen that the Republican-controlled House has pretty much given Jeff Landry everything he's wanted in his 2 years. He has faced some problems in the state Senate, which is led by Cameron Henry. Senators have not been as willing as House members to give the governor what he wants. But after 8 years of Democrat John Bel Edwards in power, Republicans have a pent-up set of demands that they wanted to get through. And again, under Governor Landry, they've gotten most of them. You know, they've moved the state's politics to the right.
Does this have anything to do with the governor and an iron fist and a maybe not so velvet glove, but even in terms of rank and file members when it comes to reelection?
Well, certainly members who, you know, they very much care about winning reelection. And so they're going to be concerned that if they don't go along with the governor, that he could get big donors to try to take him out in a primary. You know, it's something we see at the national level, mm-hmm. of course, with President Trump.
That's what I was wondering, if he would borrow a page from that playbook.
Yeah, he could potentially. You know, the governor has probably dropped in popularity. It's not clear that he is popular with more than 50% of the voters in Louisiana, which, poll being high in the polls gives a political official like the governor more political power.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Tyler. We'll talk to Ronald Serpas about crime in November. Then we'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. A lot coming up. Stay with us. WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.